Today we welcome Pegasus Professor Peter Delfiat from UCF's College of Optics and Photonics. He's a member of the National Academy of Engineering and the Florida Inventors Hall of Fame. We thank you for joining us, Professor. Let me start. What exactly optics and photonics, and what are some everyday examples that we can relate to?
Sure. Excellent question. Many people are not aware of what optics and photonics is. So what I try to do to help explain what optics and photonics is to draw a simple analogy with electronics. Many, many years ago, you know, we have this technology of electricity where electrons are the particles that carry the energy of the electricity. And then we've gone ahead and made new technologies like transistors to bring the electronic technologies that we all know and love today, radios, computers, etc. Now, photonics is exactly the same thing, except instead of using electricity and electrons, we use light and photons. And with using light and photons, we try to develop new technologies like solar cells, photodetectors, fiber optic communication, lasers, etc., to help build technologies that are going to make the electronic technologies look very, very old and simple. So I try to tell people that photonics is the science of light, and the photon is the analogous particle that carries the light in the same way that the electron carries the electricity in electronics.
So UCF's got one of the best optics and photonics programs in the world, top three in a U.S. News and World Report. What makes it so successful?
The thing that I think has made Creole at UCF so successful is several. One is the tremendous faculty that we have here. Number two, it's the excellent support that we have from the upper administration, spanning from the top level, from the president, down through the office of the provost, down through the office of research, and most importantly, the students. With this kind of combination of administrative support, faculty, and excellent students, it really creates an environment that is exciting and a pleasure to work in. Combined with that, being located right here in Central Florida, where we have a very large electro-optics industry, Lockheed Martin, L3 Harris, Northrop Grumman, NASA, etc., it really provides the stimulus for faculty and students here to develop and invent new technologies that not only support these industries, but attract small companies to come and locate here in Central Florida to have access to the technology and the workforce that we're creating right here in Florida. So with that mix of components of excellent people and local industries, it really makes Creole and UCF a magic place and helps to elevate us to be one of the three top optics institutions in the country.
Speaking of Central Florida, why is it so important to this region?
It is so important in this region because we do have a very large defense sector that helps support the economy. And so even though we talk about lasers for defense, lasers are used for applications like fiber optic communication, etc. NASA is right here on the East Coast. And so by having this center of excellence, it produces people and students and technologies that actually help go support these companies. So when we graduate students from UCF, these students leave here with the newest knowledge, the brightest ideas, and they go to work for these big companies to help make these companies continue to be successful and be the strong legs of the pillar of the economy of this of the Central Florida area.
You've done this for a long time, worked with a lot of people. I'm going to ask you, give me a couple of projects that you look back or currently working on that gives you great pride because of students' involvement and from part A to part Z, what you see in the development of the project.
Yes, excellent question. Many years ago, the government, the Department of Defense came to me and asked if we could build a laser technology that could potentially blow holes through walls, but using semiconductor lasers, which are the kind of technologies that you hold in your hand, a laser pointer. And at that particular time, I said, you know, that would almost be impossible. But they encouraged me to think about the idea. To make a long story short, we came up with a notion of a way that we thought we could be able to make this happen. They wound up giving us a significant amount of money. We partnered with some local industries, and we were able to spin out a company called Radiance. This was about maybe 20 years ago, which was then using these lasers to help cut the Gorilla Glass in the Samsung phone, to help cut the stents that Boston Scientific makes that goes inside the arteries, inside your veins, etc., to drill the holes in the next generation fuel injectors that Delphi Automotive was creating. So this is something that I'm particularly proud of, because that idea came out of the labs here, and the students that were in my research group helped make this a reality. And so we were able to spin out this company using UCF students. We brought in major venture capital money to UCF, and it wound up being a very successful spin-off company. And I'm particularly proud of that.
Professor, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Listen, take care and go night.